Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Perigin and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Perigin, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. How are you, Jacob?
Man, I'm good. How are you?
Another week of sadness, man. That's two straight weeks of sadness, and it's definitely not going to get any better this week, Jacob. So I wish I could be, you know, high-spirited, but it's been a little depressing as an Auburn fan.
Yeah, can imagine. You know, you kind of looked like you had that one. Going into the fourth quarter, you know, you maybe felt a little confident, you know, in the lead that you had. But, like, Oklahoma comes and scores 17 in the fourth quarter, and, you know, you throw an interception to lose the game, right?
Pretty much. Yeah, I mean, this interception happened with 3 minutes left in the go of the game. We got the ball twice after that, but, I mean, it was basically over at that point.
Yeah, I mean – it's just, I know that's tough for you. Maybe reliving your college days down there. So you just feel like you never can escape it. On the other hand, I had a decent Saturday. You know, the first half, great Saturday. The second half, not so great Saturday. Especially, I mean, once you get to the inside 2.5 minutes was, I felt better. But when it was 30-15, the words "it's over" came out of my mouth. I will be the first to admit it here on the internet that when it was 30-15, Jacob said, "It's over." So I had no faith, because you know that's how it always goes.
Mm-hmm.
They get hot, and then, you know, I love how we're up by a score, 33-28, with about 6 minutes left to go. And we're like, how about we go up tempo? Let's not slow it down. Let's speed it up and try to give them the ball back. So, you know, thank God for Ryan Williams. You know, if it wasn't for that kid, I don't know where we'd be. I tell you, it'd be 3-1.
Hey, that's what I was about to say. Probably sitting in the dumps like I would be, Jacob.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else happened last week? Texas. How about Texas, Mississippi State, man? I mean, hats off to the boys from State for going out there and playing their butts off. Just couldn't get it done because they're just, unfortunately, the less talented team. But they gave Texas a run for their money.
Yeah, how about South Alabama not covering?
Let's go. That's good for Wells.
Terrible. Terrible by me. I don't know, man. Arkansas didn't look bad. You know, I thought, you know, they had a chance to win that one. How about, what does that say? Gordo by what?
How many? Gordo by 50. Gordo by 50. And we only won by 44.
I know, man. Sad. How about UAB being terrible? and Washington State absolutely being awful.
But did UAB cover for you, Jacob? I can't remember.
I can tell you for sure that they did not. You know, Washington State gave up 259 rushing yards to one person. So how about that? Dude has 13 rushing touchdowns, I think, in four games. Quite literally insane.
Yep. You know, talking about A&M, they won backup quarterback playing Marcel Reed. And I've been trying to find all day if Connor Wayman would be back or nothing like that. So that might sway my pick in a little bit. I don't really know what to do with A&M right now.
Yeah. I'm shocked they're favored.
Well, I mean, I guess just being at home, it's got to be. All right, so Tom, wrapping up last week. It was a pretty good week by me and Jacob. Both of us went 6-3 versus outright and 6-3 versus the spread. So after a few weeks of under 500 spread or 500 or less spread, we finally were able to get on the winning side of that. That brings our season totals for outright. Both of us are still at 57-16, and Jacob still holds the two game lead, 35-28 versus 33-30 versus the spread. So right there with each other.
Yeah, can't really complain.
All right, I guess we can go ahead and jump into this week's slate. As we were talking about earlier, the first game of the day is number 9 Missouri, 4-0, 1-0 at number 25 Texas A&M. Texas A&M is 4-1 after their loss to Notre Dame in week 1, 2-0 in conference play with wins versus Arkansas and Florida. A&M is a 2.5-point favorite. The game is at 11 a.m. Central Time, God's time, and don't you forget it. And it is on ABC. Does Missouri walk in there and get an upset, Jacob?
Think so. I think Missouri gets upset, especially if you have the backup quarterback this week. Only putting up 21 against Arkansas. I feel like Missouri's defense is probably a little bit better, but their offense is definitely better than Arkansas. So I think Luther Burden and Brady could go in there and find a way to get Missouri to win.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure on Missouri yet, because last time we saw them was Vanderbilt at home, and they struggled. But they got a bye last week, so they have 2 weeks to prepare for A&M. And I think I'm going to take Missouri to upset just right there with you. I don't know anything about A&M's quarterback situation. I can't find anything definitive if it's Marcel Reed or Connor Wayman going to start. So I'm going to take the one proven, and that one proven is Mr. Luther Burden. So give me the Tigers to walk into Kyle Field and get the upset.
No, these next Tigers will not be getting an upset.
The next Tigers Jacob is referring to is Auburn, 2-3, 0-2 in conference play. At number 5, Georgia. Georgia is 3-1, 1-1 in conference play after beating Kentucky earlier in the year and then losing to Alabama last week. UGA is favored by 22, 2:30 p.m. ABC game. And unfortunately, I'm going to take the Dogs to win and cover. The spread opened at 24.5, and I thought I was going to take Auburn under. But I think that 24 is a really good number, so that's where I see this game finishing. I like to think it's probably going to be like about a 10-14-point game at halftime, and then eventually UGA is just going to be able to pull it up to about the 24-28 range. So give me Carson Beck, his ugly self, to go in there and beat Auburn this week, and Auburn will drop to 2-4.
I'm with you. Unfortunately, not really, unfortunately, but like you said, I think the 24 is a good number. I think Georgia's kind of ready to bounce back from last week. If they play like they did in the second half, they're the best team in the country, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you lose the game and you still have 406 yards passed. It's pretty good. So, I think Georgia's legit, and I think they'll bounce back.
Yeah, there's been a lot of folks on Auburn's side. You got two different sides of the story. One, you got Alabama showed some weaknesses for Georgia that we can take advantage of. On the other hand, and this is kind of the side that I'm on, that means UGA is going to be upset. And I was, you know, just out of the kindness of my heart, I was rooting for UGA to be able to be all happy with their comeback. But of course, Alabama made sure I had zero happiness in my life. So, I'm worried that UGA might have a little sour taste in their mouth from last weekend. And unfortunately, my team and me, because I will be in attendance of the game. I'll be sitting up there with God. I think I'm in section 604, about 3 rows from the top. So I'll probably be toasted too when I come out of there.
Yeah. So good luck to you this weekend with all the barking dogs.
I will say this because nobody listens to us, but if the wrong girl barks at me, there is a chance that I moo at her. So, okay. Moo at her. So,
the whale surgeon is announcing on the internet that he will moo at a female Saturday.
Depending on the circumstances.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I would love to see that. So, wow. I don't know if you can come back from that one. All right. The next game on the slate is number 12, Ole Miss, who is 4-1, 0-1 after just a terrible loss this past weekend at home against Kentucky. Going to South Carolina, who is 3-1, 1-1 in conference play. Ole Miss is a 9-point favorite. 2:30 p.m. ESPN kick. What you got?
You know, if we'd have been picking this game last week, I'd have said Ole Miss by 20. Today's Thursday night, and I have not yet seen the availability report for this week, but last night I'm pretty sure that they had Lenoris and Rocket Sanders both questionable. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. I'm not 100% sure on Lenoris, but I do know Rocket Sanders is questionable. Upgrade. Lenoris is probable. So, which means he'll probably play. But in the end, I'm not sure it matters. I think Lane Kiffin will probably be able to bounce back this week. So I'm going to take Ole Miss to go up to Williams-Rice and win and cover.
Yeah. I don't hate it. Looking at it Tuesday night, I thought I was going to go South Carolina on the upset. But I just don't see it happening. Just, you know, thinking back to the LSU game and how South Carolina played at home, everybody was kind of healthy then. Everybody's not healthy now. I'll go Ole Miss to bounce back to win. And and cover that 9. I think it's probably 10, 13 point game, something like that.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I mean, they have him listed. Let me make sure I'm not spreading misinformation on the internet. Okay, this one does say questionable. This one says Raheem Sanders and Lenore's questionable, but this was posted 20 hours ago, so it could have updated today.
Yeah,
but so he might be probable now. But as the ability report Wednesday, he was questionable.
All right. Next game, slate is the number one ranked Alabama Crimson Tide, who are 4-0, 1-0 in conference play, going to Nashville to play Vanderbilt, who is 2-2, 0-1 in conference play. Bama's a 22.5 point favorite. 3:15 p.m. kick on SEC Network, and Bama wins and Bama covers. I think, you know, Vanderbilt's going to give you a little bit of a test being at home with Diego. I mean, dude's a baller. But I think the defense shuts that down, and Diego's no Carson Beck. And I think the offense is going to show out. So I wouldn't be shocked if Alabama scores 50.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm going to take Alabama to win and cover. I'm honestly not surprised that the spread is not more than it is.
Yeah, it started at 23.5, so it went down.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, that's not even that crazy. I was thinking 33. Yeah, that's where I was going. I think I could see it somewhere about a 31-point game. 31 to 35-point game is what I'm calling right now. I just think Alabama's probably will have a home game up there in Nashville. I know most teams do have a home game when they go to Nashville just because it's a fun place to travel, pretty central as far as the SEC is. And there's a lot of Alabama fans, quotation mark, up there in the North Alabama and South Tennessee region. So I think Bama will – I don't even think – they might sweat it out the first drive, maybe. I mean, that's the only time I see Jacob's heart rate getting up this weekend is maybe the first drive.
Yeah, no, I'll be calm.
Mm-hmm. Will you be in attendance for that game? Will you be able to make it? Unfortunate.
Not. I will be in the city, but I will not be at the game because I was not paying $200 to go sit at Vanderbilt Stadium. So, sorry about that.
Next, we have number 4 Tennessee, 4-0, 1-0 in conference play after beating Oklahoma 2 weeks ago and then having a bye week last week at Arkansas. Arkansas is 3-2, 1-1 in conference plays with win over Auburn and a loss to A&M last week. Tennessee is favored by 13.5, 6:30 p.m. ABC. Who are you rocking with, Jacob?
You get Tennessee to win on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Arkansas covers.
Wow.
I do. Tennessee's a good football team, but is Arkansas's maybe that's not a great pick. Let's flip that. Let's go Tennessee to cover. Yeah. I think, you know, who knows? Tennessee's offense, you know, pretty good. Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, they only put 25 at Oklahoma. So, testament to Oklahoma's defense, sure. I just think Oklahoma's defense is better than Arkansas's defense. So, I think Nico and the boys at least win by 14.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I did not, you know, at first when you said I'm going to take Arkansas to cover, I was surprised, but I thought about it a second. And, you know, Taylen Green is it's very similar to Michael Hawkins at Oklahoma. And Hawkins struggled. I mean, he kind of got under Tennessee's defense a little bit. Now, granted, they weren't expecting him to play. This is a backup quarterback coming in, so you don't get the game plan. But I was thinking if they struggled with Hawkins, maybe they'll be able to struggle a little bit with Taylen Green. But now that, but they got a week to prepare. They've seen it on film now. So I think I'm with you. I think I'm going to stick with the Tennessee to win and cover. And then the final game of SEC involving an SEC team is UCF and Gus Malzahn, 3-1. At Florida. Florida is 2-2, 1-1 in conference plays with win at Mississippi State and loss to A&M at home. UCF is favored by 2.5, 6:45 p.m. SEC Network. And I'm rocking with my boy Gus Malzahn. The Gus bus will go into the swamp and walk out of here for a win. But they did lose to Colorado pretty bad last week. Maybe Gus was trying to avenge. Last time he was in the swamp, they lost with Bo Nix in 2019. Yeah. Something to take granted, but I just think I'm going to take UCF to win in the swamp.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think that's the same Florida team.
Oh, definitely not.
This Florida team is not very good at all. So I'm going to go with UCF to go into the swamp and win this one. All right. Well, that is it for the SEC slate. Like Will said, we're going to go into supporting the troops because that's all we do here on this podcast. Navy 4-0 at Air Force 1-3. Navy is a 9.5-point favorite. 11 a.m. kick on CBS. Is this game at Air Force?
I think so.
So what, yeah. 10 a.m. kick?
10 a.m. I think that's right.
So pretty early. Give me Navy.
By more than 9.5?
Yes. Navy. Yes. Navy wins the covers. Now the last time we did this, it was the same, it was a different scenario. Air Force was the undefeated team. And it was because when Air Force was ranked, I think Navy almost shut them out. So, I mean, I think water beats air in this instance. So, go Navy.
Yeah, I'm going to take Navy as well. I just think the midshipmen have been playing good ball this week. They went up there and beat Memphis. And Memphis was, many people thought, was going to be the group of five team to make it into the playoffs this year. And they was able to score a lot of points in that Memphis defense. Depending on how they – I really don't know too much about Air Force, if they're still in, you know, a little military style offense. So they could try and hold the ball. So that 10.5 might be a little unreachable, but I think the midshipmen would be able to, unfortunately for our Air Force, run them off the field.
Unfortunately. Really? Okay. All right. Next game is number 10 Michigan, who is 4-1, 2-0, going to Washington, who's 3-2, 1-1. In Big Ten play, which is still kind of weird to say. Washington's a 1.5-point favorite. 6:30 p.m. kick on NBC. What you got?
Huskies. I'll take the Huskies. I picked against Michigan 2 weeks ago when Southern Cal came to the Big House, and I was wrong. Now, going to the Big House and going to – they don't call it Husky Stadium. What do they call – do you know what they call Washington's field?
It is Husky Stadium.
Is it Husky Stadium?
Think so.
Maybe I do know ball, but listen, we're not going to bet it on this game though. I am going to take Washington to win, and I'm going to take them to cover just because it's 1.5. Basically, pick them. The spread's been dropping. It's opened at 3.5 Washington, and it's just slowly dropped down to 1.5 as of 7:30 on Thursday night right now. So I don't think Michigan's going to be able to throw for 30 yards and beat Washington, but. Washington did lose to Rutgers earlier in the year, and I forgot who that other loss was too. So they've struggled a little bit. They're not the same team that they were last year, but I'll take the Huskies to beat Michigan.
It's because their head coach isn't there anymore.
Where's he at now? I can't remember.
He's at the University of Alabama because he's a smart man. The other loss came to Washington State at home.
Yeah, that Washington State beat the crap out of them, didn't they?
By five.
Okay. Not beating the crap out of them.
You know, I think I'm going to go with you. You know, Michigan won a close one against USC at home, won a close one against Minnesota at home. But, I mean, haven't really been on the road this year at all. First road test of the year. So, I don't – excuse my language, my parents, but Alex Orgy does not get it done on the road. I'm going to go with Washington to win this one at home. And cover, because like you said, pretty much pick them.
All right. The final game that we have on the slate this week is number 9, Miami, 5-0, 1-0, at Cal. Cal is 3-1, 0-1 in ACC play. Talking about weird to say after their loss to Florida State 2 weeks ago. Miami is a 10-point favorite, 9:30 p.m. ESPN. College game day will be in Berkeley. But I'm gonna take Miami to win, and I'm gonna take Cal to cover. Give me Cal to cover. This game will be kicking off at 10:30
Eastern
time. So now people in Miami don't get much sleep to start with, and these football players for sure don't sleep a lot when they're down there in Miami. But
how do you say that?
So it may be some of the stories that you see on TikTok or Instagram Reels about the. Now that was glory days, Miami. It could be a little different right now, but give me the Bears to cover that 10.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Miami wins big. I think they're pretty good. Obviously, Virginia Tech showed up a little bit, but Cal didn't. Cal didn't really look great against Florida State. Then they had a bye, right?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, you know, maybe some time to do it, but Cam Ward's not DJ. Cam Ward's a lot better than DJ. Yeah, game day's there for the first time ever, but I think Cam Ward and Miami win and cover. You might get a game back.
Maybe.
I think the best thing I've seen about this though was the shirt. It's kind of like they did with Miami Notre Dame versus Coke. I think that one was pretty good. I
Speaking of woke, do you think we'll see a protest this weekend?
don't know. That's, I mean, maybe that'll be fun for ESPN. I mean, you know, it's just kind of weird when politics and sports kind of come together. You know, it's just like ESPN showing a certain presidential candidate's advertisements as a commercial. You know, it's just kind of, you know, just kind of keep them separate, but you know, it's kind of hard to do that in general. So is what it is.
I will give Cal Twitter their credit. Cal Twitter has some had some good stuff.
Yeah.
It kind of it eased the pain a little bit and also rubbed it in, rubbed the wounds in a little bit too when they beat Auburn a few weeks ago. And they had some stuff that was that was pretty good. So give Cal their shout out.
Yeah.
All right, now Super Dogs. Something I'm really happy to talk about. I went 2-0 last week in Super Dogs. I had, let's see, who did I have? I had Rutgers. Beaten no, that's what that's 2 weeks ago. Hold on. I had BYU upsetting Baylor and Colorado covering versus our Colorado covering the minus 16 when UCF was favored. And both of them hit, and Colorado actually ended up winning by like 16. So give me bonus points for that one. I went 2-0. That brings my season record to 6-4. Unfortunately, Jacob went 0-2, and now he is 4-6 in Super Dogs. A little bit of a slide right now, right, Jacob. But who's going to rebound for you this week?
Neither one of them at this point. I've got Rutgers to go on the road and upset Nebraska. Very possible. Wells and I were talking about it earlier. Think you said what they have two ranked matchups after this. USC at home,
At UC, at USC,
at USC and the Illinois at home.
right? And I don't foresee Illinois being ranked by the time they get there. But as of now, those are the only two ranked games they
Got
have.
Michigan next week.
Is that who they got next week?
Only Michigan's next week.
Let's.
But yeah, Rutgers going on the road and beating Nebraska. I mean, hope it happens. Doubt it. And then to cover, I have Stanford covering versus Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's -7.5 point favorite. It's a long trip out west. Maybe they'll be jet lagged. Doubt it. But let's go with the smart people over the ag people. So.
Yeah, and we were talking before. It's very possible to see Rutgers in the playoffs. They win if Jacob is right, and they win this week. They play Wisconsin, UCLA, at Southern Cal, Minnesota, Maryland, Illinois, Michigan State. If they can split the ranked game and Southern Cal, the two ranked games, 11-1 Rutgers. It'd be very hard to leave a 11-1 Big Ten team out the playoff,
Yeah, I don't think
and
you're wrong.
they could be the other. I mean, the Big Ten championship game, depending how the dominoes fall. I mean, you're looking at Ohio State for sure right now. It's going to be undefeated, and then there's one loss, Southern Cal. So they could play Southern Cal wins, they'll be in the playoff, assuming they don't lose again, or they'll be in the Big Ten championship game. Susan, they don't lose again because they'll have the head to head versus Rutgers. But even without the conference championship, I think Rutgers could sleep in at 11-1.
Yeah, I mean, you said Ohio State's gonna be undefeated.
I think so.
Yeah, they're going and beating Oregon next week.
I think so. I think so.
You got three really good games next week: Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, USC, and then Texas, Oklahoma. So I definitely think they'll go Oregon for game day.
Probably so. Yeah, probably so. All right. My super dogs. I'm going to take Boston College to upset Virginia. And I'm not 100% sure why Virginia is favored in this game. Spread is a half a point. So if we're recording this tomorrow, it's possible that Boston College would be favored at this point. But I'm going to take BC and Thomas Castellanos, something like that, to upset the Hoos. And then I'm going to take General Booty and UL Monroe to cover the 16 versus James Madison at home.
Always knew Wells to be a big booty guy. So,
General booty.
General booty. So, and then your game of the week, of course, Oakman, who is 4-1, just knock off Oregon. Blue Oregon is what we should call them. Coming to Gordo for homecoming. Gordo's 5-1 after winning the 100th meeting of the 8-Mile War this past week. Did not win by 50, as Wells said they would, but did cover. Gordo's 34.5-point favorite this Friday, and it is homecoming. What you got?
I take Gordo to win, no doubt about that one. Always rocking with my boys. Let's see this. They've played
here on the cover.
I don't know about the cover though. I'm thinking about that. They've Oatman's beat Cordova 20-6, lost to Hale County 54-27. So they gave up a lot of points to those boys. Beat Phil Campbell 28-0. Beat Hansville 54-7, and beat Carbon Hill 41-0. The only good team they've played, they lost to.
Yeah. This is your. This is for your 2 seed in the region.
It is, yeah, you're right. It is.
Oh, the winner of this one's probably not going to have to travel in the first round of the playoffs.
Gordo wins, but they don't cover. I'm going to take Gordo to win, but not cover. It's homecoming. You know, Oatman's probably won't be terrible, and you got a little bit of rat poison going along with all the different homecoming festivities and all that kind of stuff. So give me Gordo to win, but does not cover 34.5. But I do think they win convincingly. It's like 28, somewhere right through there.
The poor freshmen not knowing that they're creating rat poison with their float. yeah, let's go. I'm going to go Gordo to win, but Gordo's going to cover. I think they win by 35. So they do cover. Should be a fun one. Unfortunately, won't be there. But, you know, hopefully they get it done for us alumni because, you know, as much money as we give back to that school.
Oh, yeah. All that blood, sweat, and tears I pulled in to help finance their practice field. They better win for me.
Blood that you put in.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I think that wraps up episode 8 of season 5 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.